This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. As taxpayer refund checks start arriving in mailboxes this week, Coloradans are getting a letter from Governor Polis along with them, and Republicans are crying foul. CPR's Benta Berglund reports.
Republican Party Chair Christy Burton Brown has filed a campaign finance complaint accusing the governor of using the letter to boost his reelection chances by taking credit for the payment.
In the letter, he doesn't mention Tabor once, and he mentions his own name three times, clearly gives himself credit when it's a Tabor refund.
Governor Polis says the letter is just informative and a necessary way to let people know the check is legitimate. Polis's campaign called the complaint baseless. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
Home prices are dropping a little bit in Colorado's two largest real estate markets. The median price for a single-family home in Metro Denver was just under $600,000 in July, and that's down about $20,000 from an all-time high in April. Colorado Springs hit an all-time high in June, but now the median price is $13,000 lower at about $482,000. And two former football players with Colorado ties will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. Tony Baselli played high school ball in Boulder and later with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And former CU Buffs wide receiver Cliff Branch, who won three Super Bowls with the Raiders. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News and KRCC.